Underground music people, you're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. I'm Massi Alessandrini, aka DJ Dica. I am the founder of strictlyundergroundmusic.com, and I'm here in the studio with the mighty
Richie from UM Records, Untitled Music, Black Room Records, and now this, Deep Beats Hit Parade.
What are you doing, man? What's happening here? What's going on, man?
Well, we're just gonna play some of the new music that Massi and I have been enjoying, and we're just gonna talk about them and just see where it goes. It's a pilot show, so we'll just see where it goes.
And just before we get started, don't forget you can get the show on iTunes at strictlyum.com/iTunes, or if you want, you can stream it on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/strictlyum. Track number one is already playing in the background. Let's pump it up.
To Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
All right, that was pretty bumping. That was Diplomatic, Rude Boys, Miguel Mix Remix. Out on Salted Music 90. It's not super fresh, this one, I have to admit. It was out on the 6th of November, but I liked it so much, and I just had to play it, man. What do you think?
I think it's got the classic Salted, doesn't it? It's got a huge drop in it. It's got plenty of funk. It's Miguel Migs all over, really. Not your classic kind of Miguel Migs. I guess everyone thinks about Naked, but it's definitely got a bit of a bump to it. I quite enjoyed it. I thought I'd played it, but I must have just downloaded it and never got around to it because I can't find it on my playlists. But yeah, it's a good one. I enjoyed it.
It's fantastic, man. Yeah, it's got that, I don't know, that unique bassline sound. I mean, sometimes I love that sound.
It just gets a kick, you know?
Yes.
It's bouncy. It's not trying to be dull. you know, it's kind of, he's just got a knack of picking those tracks which are a bit more kind of, I don't know, West Coast vibe, whatever you want to call it. It's just, it's got a bit of a bounce, and, you know, given the turgid shit we're having to face most of the time, that's pretty good. Too harsh?
Don't know.
All right, moving on, man. So shall we go?
My turn.
I'm pretty curious to hear what you got lined up. Shall I just play it?
Just play one of them, yeah.
Awesome, man. Here we go.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
The new one on Itom Records, obviously run by Moti Brothers. It's out already, 30th of November. That one's out. Indio, can't find anything out about him. The promo said absolutely nothing other than introducing a new name, which probably means he's somebody we already know in disguise.
Mm.
Very deep, very mellow, bit of a contrast from the first one. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super deep, super mellow. I agree. Pretty straightforward arrangement, I'd say. I love that stuff. Super deep. That's all I can think about, to be honest. You get to the first part of the track, you're kind of waiting for something to happen. The fact that it doesn't necessarily mean the track is not good. To the contrary, it could be really good. I like what is done with the... It's a bit typical, right? But during the breaks, using background noises, background sounds. I think he's using some birds or something like that.
Scary birds.
Very, very mellow. I like that. I like that. And really nice intro track, opening set, or I don't know, closing late set on a beach early morning. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I opened the new mix, the Untitled mix, plug.
There you go.
With that, this week, a bit of a departure, I thought, for iTom, who's been a bit kind of odd of late with
lately
stuff, kind of a lot of vocal samples and things like that, so it's kind of nice for they've gone a bit more summery now summer's over in the Northern Hemisphere, but it's perfect for us down here.
Yeah, look at that, look at the weather. I mean, out there, it's fantastic, isn't it? All right. Well, that was pretty good. That was a good start.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with that.
They have been pushing that on Facebook a lot. Who's who on their promo list, you know, so-and-so supported. I didn't get on that list, even though I fed back. I said I really enjoyed it, and I downloaded all three tracks, and I didn't get on that list ahead of some terrible names, but I won't hold that against you, Moti Brothers, but next time, I want my name in the first three.
Yeah, bloody hell. Right. I reckon, man.
Next track.
So, it's me, isn't it? It's just me and the duo, so... It's not you, it's me.
All right. What we need is kind of like a little studio bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
to like,
yeah, you know, on the,
doesn't have to be a girl. It could be just.
No, exactly. Not just be Paul. No, not at all. Yeah, Paul.
Where is he? Oh no, he's
what
not
the hell
here.
Is he?
He'd be in bed.
I don't. Oh yeah. What time is it?
No. He works outside. He'd be outdoors already.
What the hell? I thought it was a party, man. I thought he was partying all night. All the council.
It's all a sham.
All those mixes.
He's
going
actually
out.
Jesus Pablo in disguise.
Bloody hell! What the hell is going on there?
Sorry, Paul.
Paul, I was expecting you. I thought you were going to jump on the yacht and come all over.
Terrible time.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, let's
move
on.
Next track.
Shall we?
Come on,
all right. Coming up.
Over here.
Yeah, still bouncy. Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, what it's pretty think? Bouncy that.
Yeah, so so that was over here, deeper mix, and this is a collaboration between Eric Kapper and Kenny Summit, and they go by the name of Proper, and this is out on Classic Music Company 135D.
135D, because everyone's going to go, oh, I must get 135D.
Don't get the B.
But if you want a bit more complication, we'll just call ourselves Proper.
Proper.
We've got names, but we'll call ourselves something else for now. Which but yeah, it was good. I enjoyed that. Nice and bouncy.
Yeah.
As I said, while we were both bouncing away to it, kind of thing, I can imagine Mark Farina hopping away, bespectacled and cheerful and looking all kind of bouncy behind the decks without actually moving as he does.
Absolutely.
Didn't do an awful lot.
Yeah,
pretty simple,
pretty straightforward.
But one of those tracks where you think, "Oh, yeah, I could play that. I could definitely play that." And I even wrote it down.
Oh, fantastic!
I'm not on their promo list.
Just saying.
It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, not that we hear about it. It's just
I'm not on all sorts of promo lists.
Yeah, exactly.
Something shit. Something different.
Something
else.
Something happened. Wow.
Something stolen. Something borrowed.
Is that
all of those?
Yeah, I think. You should blame Paul for that, by the way. Because anyway,
you can't blame me for everything.
No, I know you're right. All right, moving on, man.
Quite next tune.
Yeah, next tune. You're up. So
next up, John Delirious.
Yeah.
Long term fan of John Delirious. Kind of.
Oh, interesting.
He's been around the tracks since early '90s. Always kind of had a good relationship with Nordic Tracks. Another label I've always been a fan of. Luke McKeenan's a great guy. Not that I know him. Kind of. Never had a beer with him or anything, but he comes across as a nice guy. He's done an awful lot for music, and John Delirious back on the label.
Speaking of beer, we need a top up, don't we?
Yeah. I seem to be drinking beer quicker than you're drinking wine.
Yeah, I know.
There's an Italian versus an Englishman.
Oh, what are you going to do? Yeah, okay. All right, next track coming up. We'll be right back.
That's John Delirious, Cycles, Nordic Tracks. That's out in January 15th, so there's a little while away. What do you think of that?
What a tune, man. That's a belter. Love the vibe, love the style. Totally, you can hear the guy's been around for a long time, I think. Again, brilliant arrangement. Just talking about how I like the fact that, you know, it's like, no, I'll put the break wherever I want. I don't need to stick to any sort of rules. And yeah,
I think you can hear if he's a DJ. That track's built to mix. It's built to play. It's built to kind of not just be a filler of a track. It's actually adding something to their set with, you know, it's almost like two tracks, as you said, as we were listening to it. It's almost like two tracks put together.
Yeah.
And it's classic John Delirious, I think. He's just kind of...
Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic bass line. As you said, that kind of disco vibe going on with that guitar riff.
Yeah, it's a bit of disco swagger.
Yeah.
He's actually got an album out as well, which I didn't know about because I only found it because I Googled it on Nordic Tracks as well. It's only on Bandcamp. 11 tracks of John Delirious. So if you're a big John Delirious fan, head over to Bandcamp, Google it. No Warning is the album, you'll find it.
Fantastic, man. All right. That was pretty good. That was really good. Next one, man.
Back to you.
Yeah.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Liam Dunning, a tune called I Never Knew. This is out on House Trip Recordings, number 16. I was kind of bopping away and enjoying the vocals. Not sure you didn't really feel it.
Nah, not really my thing, really. It was all a bit kind of like, what? Why? What? I mean, I probably would have loved it in 1995, but kind of just didn't do it for me, unfortunately. And we were trying to find out who the vocalist was while it was playing, and it's not there. Probably means it's a sample pack, or
probably a sample pack.
The poor vocalist is getting robbed, even though it was about 400 words of press release. And no, even a credit for Rob Small, who's a bloody good masterer, but everyone got a mention apart from the vocalist,
which is a shame, because that's along with the
pretty much the track, isn't it?
The soulful vibe, yeah, it's pretty much the track, and actually that's why I've selected the track. I really like the vocals, and I'm a bit of a soulful man.
I think it's a track for girls, though.
Oh boy, there you go.
Girls would love that, wouldn't they? They'd be like disco dancing, the handbags would be on the floor, or whatever they do around the world these days.
And clapping and jumping and yelling.
It was all right.
I'd probably be jumping with them. It's the bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't be purchasing it, though. I wouldn't be forking out for it. And I'm on their promo list, and I didn't even listen to it. So apologies for not listening to
good
it.
Stuff.
But you didn't want the feedback anyway.
Oh, fantastic, man. All right. Moving on.
Something a bit different.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Luckily.
Do you wanna answer now, or do you wanna go for the track?
No, let's just play it.
Let's just play it and then we'll go.
Yeah, because it's the longest title in the world, and we'll be here all night.
Okay, fantastic. Coming up.
So that's Oscar Brule and Robot Needs Oil and Tune On, Losing My Mind, out on Society 3, Andy Back's label. Another one, like Item, kind of felt like they'd gone off the boil a bit, but coming back strong with that one. There was at least a couple of tracks on that EP that I downloaded, which were good. A real international mix, Spain, Manchester, Poland, and Russia. So kind of reminded me of the old, for those old enough to remember,
yeah,
records. They get a yucky, 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 but kind of nice, simple track.
Solid, yeah. Again, you know, it's interesting how often, you know, less is more, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty straightforward, but very solid tune. Very solid tune. Love the drums, rolling drums. I'm a big fan of, hold on, pause. Big fan. Fan is a fucking, we should leave this in. It's fucking hilarious.
Cheesy.
I'm a big fan of percussions and, you know, nice and open, wet sounds and stuff. Love the claps. Love the, it's got some percussions going on. Really DJ friendly, really, because really nice and slow build up intro.
Easy to mix.
Right, very easy to mix. Yeah. A couple of really nice and long breaks through the track. I'd say another fantastic tune. But I want to say, you do like vocals. It's not,
I've got a real, major vocal coming up. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
No, I do like vocals.
Okay.
I just don't like,
it depends. Yeah.
Cheesy
stuff.
No offense, House Trip. It wasn't cheesy.
I love your House Trip.
But it just wasn't for me. Whereas that kind of, it was a bit more moody.
It was. The other one was very soulful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Moody indeed. All right.
Okay. I'm still saying Eric Krupper and whatever. That's probably the track so far for me.
Oh, wow. Very interesting.
I like that one.
Okay.
Still.
All right. I'm still thinking about it. Yeah. I'll let you know very soon.
It's not a competition, is it?
No, exactly. No, we're just chatting away.
Just talking,
having a beer and a wine. Lovely, lovely, lovely weather.
Lovely
outside.
Sunset. Yeah, outside. You really are missing a treat.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on. It's me. Yep. I'm going to play the next tune. Hope you like it, man.
Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music. We'll be right back.
hope you like that. That was Ready to Go by Roland Knights, out on Large Music 216. Did you like that, man?
It grew on me. I'll be honest, it grew on me. I was sitting here thinking, oh, Roland Knights, post Lost My Dog apocalypse.
Yeah.
Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? 2 minutes, we got to the breakdown.
Yep.
As you massively give me a lesson as we go. change of vocal kind of got interesting.
Yes.
Liked it. Could see it being played in a bar.
Yep.
Was it wow? Probably not. Okay. Probably not wow, but kind of, it was okay. I can't say that I play a lot of Roland Knights. Never have. Kind of, I remember him from the Lost My Dog stuff, but not.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you any of his stuff, but.
Very deep. Almost a typical arrangement, really, again. But.
Yeah, straightforward. No nonsense. Kind of didn't. Exactly. Pulling up any trees as it went. Kind of one of those tracks where you think, would you pay money for it? Would you listen to it again? Would you play it again?
Yeah.
I think, Large Music probably gets an awful lot of support.
Absolutely, yeah.
Been around forever. Jeff is one of those kind of industry legends.
Yeah.
Interesting how so many of these kind of smaller niche label artists like Roland Knights, Matt Preen, Loz Goddard, all of these now starting to turn up on labels like Large Music, I Records and stuff like that. The pond's got a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Has the quality gone up? Probably not. And I think Roland Knights can probably do a lot better than that one.
Yeah, and as you said, it would be interesting to see if the sound is going to shape. How's it going to shape from now on? Whether they're going to stick to it and just keep doing it, or what do you think they're going to do?
Oh no, they probably. There's just a dearth of new talent. That's the problem, is it? No one wants to take the commercial risk with a new artist. Roland Knights will have an undoubted kind of sales history. He's tried and tested, and he's made a solid track which people will buy and enjoy and play in clubs. And fair play to him.
Yeah,
but we've heard that before, haven't we?
Yeah, that is there. All right, my man. All right, moving on, man.
That's depressing, isn't it?
It is what it is. It's you were actually talking about this while we were listening to the last tune. As soon as you really stop dancing and start listening, if you know what I mean, you start analyzing the track. It's different, right? You start noticing different things, and you have a different opinion on things.
Which is unfair in a way, isn't it? Because these tracks are meant to be played loud in a club.
Absolutely.
You've had a couple of beers or whatever is your preference.
Absolutely.
Trying to make the moves.
Absolutely. Although we're doing pretty well on a couple of beers and stuff, we're pretty settled.
I'm still not feeling the urge to jump here.
All right. Feel free to, man.
Give it time.
Start jumping around. All right, man.
Right, next track then, eh? Back to me, and it's Matt Preen's Oso Koi Recordings, and this is Kitchens Inc., who I've no idea who they are, and it is Schweinsteiger, who plays for Man U.
Does he play for Man U?
And it's the remix by Demarcus Lewis.
Here we go. Thank you.
So that's Kitchen Zinc's Schweinsteiger Demarcus Lewis remix, which, as I was, you know, we just keep talking off the mic here, but
of course, as you do.
Given that that's the first time I've ever downloaded a Demarcus Lewis track,
bloody hell!
I often find him usually overrated.
Oh my god, they're gonna be shocked out there, man. I mean, they're gonna
sacrilege,
be
but
sacrilege, but
that's the truth for me. Blasphemy. I always find them a bit average. Maybe that's the originals he's mixing or the releases that he's having on something else's label. Anyway, kind of, what do you think?
I love to say that I hated it, just to be, you know, contrary, but I actually liked it. As you said, why we're listening to it, a crowd pleaser, isn't it? Again, really nice and easy, very bouncy. There's a lot of groove going on. I love that round, bouncy bass line that was going on.
I like the vocal kind of, it's a bit kind of swirling and mystical and kind of, it's just one of those songs where it's kind of easy to play.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can see that track going halfway through, you know, not a really late night set, but, you know, when the crowd is getting warmed up enough. And it reminded me of what perhaps Dennis Ferrer might play in one of his sets. Mm-hmm. Very bouncy, very groovy, yeah. The only thing I can understand is Schweinsteiger.
Yeah, strange.
Must be a Man United fan.
I don't know who Kitchen Zinc is, but Matt Breen will know better than us.
Okay.
All right. And he's been doing it long enough.
Let us
maybe
know.
Maybe he's a Man United fan.
I'm pretty sure that's what's about. Yeah.
He's a red.
Yeah, exactly. All right, man. Next one up.
Back to you.
Coming right at you.
Improvisation. Emphasize African rhythms. And re-emphasize his blues. Dizzy Gillespie.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Saxophone, man. Sex is back. Not sex.
Your accent's terrible. This is like a pronunciation.
Oh, man.
Masterclass.
The saxophone is back. That's exactly.
Better.
Speaking of which, that was Soul of Hex, the Third Eye, out on Free Range Records 217.
It's good.
I
enjoyed
like
that. Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
We, you know, a bit Bremen Heist, a bit Detroit Swindle.
Yeah, there
bit,
was a bit of that.
I don't know, it made me think of Jimmy Tenor back in the days on Warp Records, kind of doing something a bit more outlandish, a bit more crazy, kind of this sort of song you're going to play in a set where you're just kind of enjoying it, aren't you? And it's
I agree.
Proper musical,
yeah,
and production.
Yes, it's super production, I reckon. Super arrangement. You can tell they know what they're doing. Also, the other good thing is that they're not afraid of trying different things. Trying, you know, some of the stuff that was going on. I was wondering, well, would I do that? Well, yeah, no, but yeah, it sounded good. That's all that mattered.
It's kind of music you don't hear enough of, I think.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
None of the mainstream gets so wrapped up on big names, big vocals, big drops.
Exactly.
Everyone becomes
what's not.
Everyone gets a bit shy of actually, you know, that's a piece of music that you could listen to and go,
wow, yeah,
that's cool listening to that.
Yeah, exactly. And gotta love the break, hey, with the
that was nice. Yeah. Just kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
I bet Kevin Yost likes that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that.
You know, he's got that live and direct kind of thing that he's doing.
Yes. We should. Kevin, what do you think? If you're listening, let us know. Let us know if you like the track.
What do you mean if he's listening? This is it.
That's it, man. Of course.
First thing he does on a Monday morning.
You know for sure.
Do
you have an in?
He's too busy taking Instagram pictures of shop mannequins again.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping.
Right away. He does answer your emails occasionally, though.
All right. I think you're on, man.
Yeah. Right. I promised you a vocal.
Bloody hell, you did.
And play the vocal.
Okay. I'm really good at this, man. Is it going to be soulful or is it
Is it soulful? Probably not soulful.
You're going to surprise me?
It's big.
We'll be right back.
Featuring Nathalie Claude, always there, and that's the Noto Koto mix. Terrible pronunciation, probably. Colour, spelt the right way, recordings.
Look, I love those vocals, man. Absolutely stunning vocals. She's got a, you said it right, she's got a very haunting voice.
No, the vocal was a thing for me, kind of not sure about the Atari plinky plonky bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, fantastic intro, great vocals, and the drop was great. The bass line was just going, it reminded me of old school house and techno vibe. I don't know what happened with that freaking thing in the middle. What was that now? Bling, bom, 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 bom. Blip, 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 blip. I hope that, it sounds like, did you forget to delete the MIDI clip or?
I suppose it's a shame. It wouldn't have been a lot of difference to the song. You know, it wouldn't have been. But interestingly, it's originally from 2013. It's been re-released. Oscar P is doing the promo, so he must be involved somewhere.
Yeah.
The remixer, Noto Koto, terrible. I apologize for not being able to pronounce this stuff.
Yeah, tell me about
it. He's from NYC. Engineer with all sorts of credentials, including remixing Rihanna somewhere along the line. So
bloody hell,
he's kind of probably mainstream coming underground or whichever way we go around.
Yeah.
Probably the Oscar P connection there, given his NYC and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, now the arrangement makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quality vocal, though. I thought you'd like
that. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Being a vocal man. And yeah, I think it goes to show kind of the house trip one was kind of cheesy.
Yes.
Vocal.
Thank you very much.
That's a bit more kind of indie vocal.
You didn't like that, did you?
No, it's not for me, but you know, horses. Horses.
Oh, damn it. Okay, fair enough.
It's a bit miserable. It's a bit morose. It's a bit indie. It's more my thing.
It's more underground, isn't it? It's more, yeah, it's got this sort of
vibe. Yeah, because I'm just all about the underground
music. Of course, mate. Of course. Of course. Strictly underground music.
Strictly underground music. Deep beats. Hit parade.
Exactly. Moving on, man. I think we're getting close to the end. I think I got my last track, and then you got
your last track, and then one more to go.
I'm gonna blow your mind with this one. It's gonna be super awesome. Coming up. We'll be right back.
listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Track is called, bear with me, Dangerous Liaisons, remixed by The Mighty. I really like this guy, Fine Swear, out on Color and Pitch, number 16. I kind of enjoyed that, man. I hope you liked that too. The bass line was kind of groovy. Very laid back. What do you think, man?
No, it's nice. No-nonsense, kind of groovy, kind of bass line. Vocals nice. Nice kind of real low breakdown in the middle there, kind of easy, good bar music. Probably not clubby for me, but
yeah, I agree.
I've downloaded it, not played it yet.
Not yet. You never know.
It's one of those things, isn't it? It's a difficult one to build into a set unless you're going to deliberately plan your set and stuff like that. You know, it's kind of like you need to either be early doors or taking a real break. Don't need to get away with it. Clean though, as ever. Finest Wear, really clean with his production. Yes. Nice warm sound with it. You know, we'll. Pixel's nice.
I couldn't agree more. Super warm sound. I'm pretty sure he is really into analog gear. So I don't know whether the mastering goes through some outboard. It's super warm. The sound is really nice.
It's nice.
Very clean and very sharp, I have to say.
Yeah. So that, for me, a big improvement on the original EP.
You didn't feel it?
It was a bit obscure for me, but...
Fair enough. Yeah, it was very different, very unusual, I have to say, the original. Yeah. I like her voice.
No, she's got a good voice. I'll play that at some point.
Fantastic. All right, man. We're getting
final
there.
Track.
Just as well, it's getting late. Gotta go to bed, to be honest.
I mean, it's dark outside.
There's no sun anymore. What the hell are we doing here? Off you go, man. What do you got? Do you want an answer now?
Let's just play. I'll talk about it.
Shall we just play? Okay, yeah. I'll push play right now. Okay, I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade, brought to you by Strictly Underground Music.
Tibor Dragon, who sounds like a Russian boxer. Pleasure Dream, Matt Preen remix, Ready Mix Records, Big Al's label. Other remixes from Adam Bird, Igor Gonya. What can you say?
A brilliant track, love it. I love those vocals again. I think they're beautifully placed. A great rhythm to it, it's got a great vibe. The track is just going, and yeah, love it, man. Love it.
And we've both played it.
Yes, and we both played. I think we played this on episode 26 of Strictly Underground Music.
And I've just played it on UM242.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic.
And it's great. I mean, kind of Ready Mix put out quite a lot. You know, yeah. Big Al's a busy boy.
Super busy, man. Super busy.
I think that's probably one of the best EPs they've had for a while. And I chose Matt because I think he's probably one of the most underrated remixes around. He does great music. It's often just kind of swamped.
Yes, yes. And I have to agree. I think he's a little bit underrated, and that's a shame. It's not really, I don't know, it's like he's working, you know, he's doing his job.
He's working his nuts, isn't he?
Yeah, working hard.
And he's got a proper job.
I know, exactly. No, great track, man.
Yeah,
I think
good vocal.
Best way to end the show as well, because I think that's it, man.
That's a lot of vocals, eh?
Yeah,
considering you didn't think I was going to bring any vocals.
I know, right? And you know, I was a little bit like, when you didn't like the... Are you see, do you want me to play you again that track? I'm sure you're going to love it.
No.
So how's Stripper going?
No,
damn it.
Jeez.
That was like, I'm gonna blow your mind away with
this. Let's play something else.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Is that a label? Probably is.
Probably is. But by the way, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Well, that was it, really, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of... we've talked about doing this. We've done it.
Yeah.
Sit down, play some music, talk about some music,
yeah, I
see
love
what people
shit.
Think about it.
Yeah.
We really want to get some feedback from everyone. You know,
absolutely.
Is this a format that people are interested in, or is it just a load of two blokes having a few drinks and talking crap?
Exactly. Let us know. This is going to be out on iTunes very soon, on SoundCloud, on Mixcloud, everywhere, really.
Yeah, we'll be bombarding Facebook.
Pretty much. Hey, look at us. Look at what we've done. Drop a comment. Let us know what you think of what we're doing here.
And we'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely, man. What's the name of the show again?
Deep Beats Hit Parade.
Yeah, I loved it. I really love that logo, man. So, yeah, I'm very excited about that. Yeah, you gotta wait and see.
Beautiful. Anyway, that's the tunes that we've been enjoying.
Yes, absolutely. For the last month or so?
Yeah, for the last month. We'll probably try and do this monthly.
Yeah, monthly show. Yeah, I think it's a good idea, man.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, you might come up with some better ideas than we've got.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, what should we say? Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Wherever
ciao.
You are. Ciao to all of you, wherever you are in the world. Don't forget to keep an eye on things on the Strictly Underground Music page on Facebook. And don't forget to keep an eye on things on
Untitled Music if you want to listen to some mixes. Some of the tracks in there have been in this show, and plenty more to come.
Yep. By the way, just to remind us, are you now on a monthly?
Sort of.
Okay.
Who knows? It'd be a busy period now, yeah. End of the year, do the best of series, usually 4 or 5 mixes.
Yeah, kind of waiting for that to happen.
Usually trying to do 100 tracks from the year.
That's
collated them yesterday, 351 tracks to choose from.
That's massive.
We'll see where we go.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, looking forward to that, man.
Cheers, man.
All right. Peace out.
Cheers.
Bye.